Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1054. We'll learn today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aharon Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Lefu Shalema Sara Fega Bas Leah Nechamash Daka Lefu Shalema Pesach Shechel Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Kaitzer uprooting. Okay, so we've been talking about flower pots and plant pots and so on, with a hole, without a hole. Okay, so now let's see what else do we have over here. We have what about a vase of flowers, right? This is something which comes up all the time. Somebody has a vase full of flowers. You have a sometimes by a simcha. We have the wonderful, beautiful Yom Tov coming up of Shavuos. Many people have flowers. In shuls, you have flowers. You have flowers all over. You have flower vases, flower pots, and so on. So could I move my vase? I have a vase on the table, let's say. A vase full of beautiful flowers on the table. Could I move it? It's in where, and they're alive. And no, we're not talking about right now artificial flowers. They're alive, and they're in water, and they're on the table. I want to move it. I have to change the tablecloth or whatever the case is. Could I pick up the vase and put it somewhere else? Now the vase, usually a regular flower vase is what we call a otzot she'eino nakov. There's no hole on the bottom. It's usually closed on the bottom, right? So the chayr, according to everything that we learned, there would be no problem. Because, number one, a vase is usually, it's glass, sometimes even plastic. So it's not even a question of, earthenware or even a question of wood, bichlal, number one. Number two, it's not on the ground. There's no hole on the bottom. That's number two. Number three, it's not on the ground, bichlal. The whole problem, we said in general, was when it was on the ground. In other words, meaning on the ofar, on the earth, on the soil. Over here, it's on the table, right? It's on the table. It could be, or even if it is on the ground, it's on the floor of the house in general. So to move a vase full of flowers would be no problem. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha says that straight out in the old ones, and the red ones will be at least Chavav Per Chavav Ois Chav Hey. He says basically straight up to read the English, moving vases are not muksa. He says Lamaisa, vases are not muksa and may be moved even if they contain flowers or twigs and water. Even if there's flowers inside, twigs inside, and water, and they're live, and so on. So to move these vases would not be a problem. And it goes, it makes sense, because Lamaisa, it all falls into play in conjunction with everything that we learned. There's no hole in the bottom again, it's a glass, it's not on an earth floor, so it would be no problem moving a vase of flowers or twigs or so on. We're talking about moving the vase itself. We're not talking about right now removing the what's inside, but the whole vase with the water, you move, want to move from one table to another, move it from this table to that table, from the floor, a regular house floor, not outside. We're not talking about outside now, but a regular house floor to the table or something like that would be okay. And even if you want to say even outside, l'chayr, it's in glass, and it's not cheres, right? We said it's not cheres, it's not earthenware, and it's not wood. So even if on a dirt floor, l'chayr, you could move it to even inside the place where there's an erev asorim, or even on a table if it's outside or so on. And assuming again that it's closed, everything is totally closed because of the fact that usually it's glass or plastic. We said those materials would be fine. Now, the problem does come up if somebody has, let's say, their twigs or flowers or whatever the case is, and many times people cut it, right before Shabbos, you cut it, many people bring home flowers for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, beautiful minig, and before Shabbos, you cut down the bottom, cut off the bottom, and you put it into a vase or so on. Now, the question is, good, I cut it before Shabbos, now I want to, it's still alive and everything, and now on Shabbos I forgot to put it into water. Could I put it into water in the vase? Is that a problem? It's live flowers. So the answer is absolutely not, because that's really zareya. You're planting. The same thing pulling it out. Once it took root, we spoke about, would be a problem. So it brings on the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. He says straight up that flowers or twigs may not be put into a vase of water on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Flowers or twigs or any living type of thing like we've been talking about, they may not be put into a vase of water on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and even though they are not muksa, lemaisa, they're not muksa. Why? As the twigs, the flowers were put aside for Shabbos and Yom Tov for decorating the house. Lemaisa, I bought it for Shabbos. I bought these flowers for Shabbos, right? So it's not really muksa. But the problem is you're putting it now into water, and they're gonna, whatever the case is, might not even take root, but they could definitely grow in there, and so on. Even if the water has been in the vase since before Shabbos or Yom Tov, it would still be usur. He brings down, right, you'll say, well, I had the vase that was full of water before. But that doesn't make a difference. You're putting it in on Shabbos. Interesting case he brings down. I have my flowers, I have my water, and everything was put in before Shabbos, no problem. Now I want to say the Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha, so he's continuing on. It's all could be found in, again, Simon Chav Vav over there, in Ois Chav Hei, Chav Vav, and so on, Chav Zayin. But so he says, La Lamaisa, that I have my flowers and the water and so on, but I didn't put in enough water. I want to add water. I have live flowers and everything, wonderful, beautiful Shabbos, but I just didn't put in enough water. I want to add water to the vase. Is that a problem on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Or on Yom Tov, the same thing. So he says, on Shabbos, one may not add to the water which has been in the vase full of flowers since before Shabbos. You can't, right? Because you can't add. Your mamash adding, your mamash making it to grow. These are a little bit along the lines of Zereya planting. So it's a little bit, again, the opposite, but just we're in the subject of a vase, of moving a vase. So we're just talking about it real quickly because he brings it down. We're mamash on the subject. Maybe we'll come back to it when we talk about Zereya again. But just to go through it real quickly. So on Shabbos, one may not add to the water which has been in a vase full of flowers since before Shabbos. Okay, we'll end off with one thing. There's more to talk about it, about the flower vases in reference to taking out and in and so on. But an interesting thing which is brought down, the Poskim brings down Sefer Eitz Halachos, that is Perachim, Shekevar Niftechu Legamri. If you have, let's say, flowers that were already totally, it was open and it's finished growing, and that it's alive, but it was finished growing, it's open and everything is done. So Mutalach Zirim B'Shabbos L'Sechemayim, you're allowed to put it back into the same water. Let's say they were taken out for whatever reason, to put it back into the same water is allowed. Avalahachalif Mayim Acherim, or to add water, like we said, that you're not allowed to do. To change the water, to add water, that one is not allowed to do. Okay, just real quickly to read also from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Same thing. He says, like which we mentioned in the past, one may remove flowers from a vase provided that they have not taken root there. Right, you have flowers in a vase, and like we said, the plant and it didn't take root, nothing took place. One may remove the flowers from a vase provided that they have not taken root there. But we did mention that 3 days, once something is in the ground or so, or maybe even water for 3 days, so it's already, we say that it's a given that it's already taken root. And he says, as he goes right, and he says, he brings this from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos. I will talk about it more in upcoming Shirim, but just real quickly to finish off, like we mentioned, he says, one may not replace them in water if they will open or grow, right? In other words, let's say they were taken out. We just said that if they're taken out, you could put it back into the same water. You can't change it, but you could put it back into the same water. But if they're going to still open or grow, and there's still room for whereby they're going to grow still, and the flowers are not finished growing, then you can't put it back. So as we have mentioned, he says, one may not replace them in water if they will open or grow. And even if they are fully grown, one may only return them to the same water, but you can't replace the water. Okay, we'll talk more about these in Yonim, in the flower vase, upcoming Shurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Baracha, Kol Tov.